could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gambo. I'm the host of this program, and welcome. I know last week, Friday, I had to leave on emergency, and I explained a little bit why. When was that? I've lost track already. Things are going by so quickly, I guess. Anyway, I have, everybody's experienced this at some time or another, something in the family and what have you. Your parents take care of you when you're a child, and then when they become older, you take care of them. Long story short, and Alzheimer's, dementia, etc. What people don't realize, even the ones that go to church or, every Sunday and Wednesday, whatever, what they don't realize is that the Bible doesn't change. It's people trying to change the Bible that is the problem. The Bible stays consistent. What happened back in those days applies today, really. Because the Bible was written in those days for us today. We don't change the Bible to fit the current times. Since when does man can begin to think he has the wisdom of God to change the Bible to what man thinks it should read? Wrong. Big time. Wrong. And a very big mistake if they try. And they have tried. 327, give or take, I'm not sure exactly the number, but somewhere in the vicinity of 327 Bibles in existence. Different versions I'm talking about here. Yeah. And there's only one that's true. So there's one on one side by itself, and there's 327 on the other side of errant, corrupted bunch of garbage. And that's every Bible except for the King James Bible. And that's a fact. that not one theologian from any college, university, or wherever they want to come from, I don't care if it's a pope, but don't make one lick of difference, can prove otherwise. The pope is stepping out of his bounds when he starts changing the word of God, what he thinks it should be. He's just stepped over the boundary. He will be judged, and be judged very harshly. And that goes for any preacher, rabbi, or otherwise, that tries to change the word of God to fit their desires, their so-called wisdom. That Bible stands as true today as it did back then. As people live that life, obedient to God, and it was written about in truth, put away throughout the dark ages. That's why they called it the dark ages, because God's true word was put away. The Vatican didn't have the true word of God by no stretch. The Douay Rheims, Septuagint, the Apocrypha, all that junk. Nope. The rosary. Nope. Means nothing. Now they got corrupted Bibles like the NIV and New American Standard Bible. And even now in some publishers, they have counterfeit King James Bibles. You got to be careful. God takes to heart, you might say, and for us to be obedient to his word from Genesis to all the way to Revelation. After the Old Testament, Jesus Christ was born, died, resurrected, and returned to the Father. At that point, he fulfilled the old law. Didn't get rid of the Ten Commandments. He fulfilled the fourth commandment, the Sabbath. He is the Sabbath. It's not a Saturday or a Sunday. It's whatever day you choose. A day that we hold reverence to him. But it's in your heart. He looks at the heart. He fulfilled the Sabbath. Doesn't mean he eliminated. Oh, that opens up a whole bag of worms, don't it? The Bible stands, the King James Bible stands as a law today. There's no refuting that. They can deny it all they want. But no one's ever refuted it in 1611. What did they do before that? They had to go through all the Latin and the way the Vatican misinterpreted the way they wanted it to in Latin to English, the way they wanted it to sound. It was all in Latin. Till Erasmus came by, and Wycliffe and Tyndale, and they murdered them. Don't you find it interesting that Martin Luther survived? They just exiled Martin Luther for attacking the 95 Theses on the door. Isn't that amazing? He started the Reformation, did he not? Used the Textus Receptus, didn't he not? And he attacked the 95 Theses on the wall, started the whole thing, and they just sent him into a forced vacation called exile. They didn't kill him like it did Erasmus, Tyndale, and Wycliffe. I wonder, well, being that John Calvin and Martin Luther were Jesuits in disguise, following through with the dialectic of order out of chaos, oh yeah, they were not good guys. God used them, but Martin Luther was not the courageous man that he's made out to be. Erasmus was, Wycliffe was, and Tyndale was. Not Martin Luther. Nope. The Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD, using the Reformation as one of the excuses. You sort of get the point. The dialectic, Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, problem, solution, problem, reaction, solution. That's how they do it. The Jesuits, murderers, and those that follow them in the secret societies at the highest level. Family, today, I'm going to expose, and all this week, as much as possible, of the truth of what's going on. I started last week talking about the five steps, in summary, of the five-step plan. And the plan is a lot more steps than that. But this week, I'm going to break it down into detail about how Satan had been setting us up all along using his minions, of which he'll eliminate when he's done with them. That's all the secret societies. Jesuits, the Illuminati royal families, the black nobility of Europe, the tribe of Dan, the fake Jews in Israel today, they will be replaced by the real Hebrews when Jesus Christ comes down. There'll be 7 years after the first seal is opened, and the first seal's not been opened yet. What I've just said holds a lot of implication. A lot of folks out there that's allegedly educated are saying we're already in the sixth trumpet. Family, get wise with the Word of God. Get wise with the steps, with the events of the tribulation. Because you're being lied to on the pulpits. You're being lied to on YouTube. You're being lied to by very high-level theologians today. Grossly lied to about the end-time events. Those that say we're in the sixth trumpet are dead wrong. It's impossible. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to launch into the five steps. I want to talk about some news at the beginning, and we'll talk about some of the events. Bird Dog, you heard me right, Bird Dog, this play acting that's going on with that returning POW or whatever, that's being let out of the bag to keep us all divided. It's orchestrated. It's planned. All these things are orchestrated, planned, and used to keep us all divided, not only in the word, but also in political positions. I'm going to talk a lot about that. And they're coming to some sort of financial reset. It's getting closer to a worldwide financial reset. The dong, Vietnamese dong, and the Iraqi dinar thing, and I don't know what else, worldwide something or another is going on with the reset. You'll know when it happens. They always have something for all the groups. For the ones unaware, which is about 95% of American population, they have TV and golf and football and, I don't know, what's going on, baseball, something, whatever. They got everybody busy working, praying for the jobs not to end, and they're spending time at TV. I told someone this weekend, I went to a restaurant, the guy behind the table, the bar there, I said, ordering something to eat. And the couple next to me was talking about TV. And the wife or girlfriend, whatever, said, well, I don't watch TV. And the boyfriend, husband, whatever, said, oh, I couldn't do it without my TV. And I just kind of piped in and said, well, I got rid of my TV 6 years ago. And so the male one of the couple, his head popped over to me and said, wow, what do you do? I said, well, I broadcast, I read the Bible, I study, keep myself busy researching. And I realized, he said, what do you do then? Like TV is the only thing to do? I've told people I've got rid of my TV 6 years ago, then it was 4 years ago. And I've heard two or three folks tell me, say, I couldn't live without mine. Huh? It started dawning on me. I couldn't live without mine? You couldn't live without your TV? That's totally controlled and scripted out? That's an interesting testament, isn't it? What does that say? I go to a restaurant here that I carry my notebook with me, and I sit and drink coffee, okay? It's kind of a weekly thing I do, whatever. And then I make notes, and I read the paper and all this, just kind of get out of the house and whatever. And in front of me are these four screens, big screens, TV. And then I saw in front of my face the golf thing going on. Some guy makes a hole in something other, some birdie, some, I don't know, cardinal, birdie, whatever they call these things. It goes in the hole, and everybody cheers. All 2,000 people cheer. Some of them couldn't see the golfer except with the binoculars. And he wins something or another with a low score. It's all backwards in golf. And everybody's hugging and clapping and going on. And I'm thinking, all those 2,000 people or whatever number it was, all I could see was heads everywhere. are congratulating this one individual that makes all this money, all this, gets a little trophy and some green jacket out, whatever. But they're watching. Then they got to go home. You understand? They, all 2,000 of them live his life, his joy, or whatever it is. And then they just go home to their own lives. What about their lives? What about their lives? What about their dreams and their connection to the Savior? And then those on TV, can you imagine? It's everything to take you away from studying the Word of God and to keep people busy. Then you have the conspiracy theorist. All we do is, those of you know, dedicated to the studying is research, and you read all these articles and, you know, all these events, you analyze it and all this and all that. And so you have an idea, but keep in mind, history is written by the winners. And also, all the news, 100% of it, no exception, is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. You have a totally scripted news. And all those newscasts from Hannity and Limbaugh and Beck and all these others, they sold their soul to the devil, man. I'm telling you right now. Because they work for the Council of Foreign Relations. They've all got some agenda. Republican Party, Democrat Party work together. So that nullifies any reports. They work together. They're in concert with each other. So then, you know, the Democrats did, well, they're all working together. So that nullifies the analyst when they're cooperating with each other at the highest level, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Council of National Policy, that's Republican right-wingers. The Democrat Party, that's the ones that do the socialist, Marxist programs in America, NAACP, ACLU, all this other corrupted organizations. And then the Council of National Policy is all your right-wingers, the war starters, and the murderers also. Under the Council of Foreign Relations is the Council of National Policy. They created the Tea Party to find out who is going to be a patriot so they can identify them before they kill them. That's your Council of National Policy. Ron Paul's linked up to it. They're all part of this agenda. Man, I follow none of them. Not a doggone one. I don't even sign my name on petitions. I stay away from it. I follow Jesus. Because I know he's coming back, but we got a whole lot of judging going on. It's coming. Family, this is practice today. This is practice for what is yet to come. It's being held back by the restrainer. The restrainer is the Holy Spirit. This would be a briefing that I would give the Joint Chief of Staff if they weren't so corrupted. If they said, well, we need a briefing on what's really going on. I would start off what I'm saying already. They do a very poor threat analysis, the four-star generals and Joint Chief. Very poor analysis of their lives and their situations. As they've taken that blood oath to the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and the Illuminati. I know for a fact they brief the Council of Foreign Relations. I know for a fact the Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati in the United States formed by the Rockefellers. And they worship Lucifer. That is their God. Satan, Lucifer, are one and the same. This is not about religion at all. This is about reality of the life we live today in this world. And the judgment that is coming upon America is on the way. As we pull away from God, with same-sex marriages, abortions, that's being legalized, changing the Bibles, and the churches of Laodicea, big time, man. Oh, these churches are way back past gone. I got to dedicate the broadcast here before I get started. Sometimes I hit the ground running, and my go-fasters just don't stop. This week, I'm going to cover as much as possible. Lord, we come before you today in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, down on the cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you that your only begotten Son is our Savior, and through him we are able to go to heaven. Father, we thank you for this. And Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit to convict us of times when we fall away or move away. backslide, the Father, you will be convicted and put us back on track. Father, we pray for an anointing to go on, Father, that will wake those up in the government, will wake those up in the science field, in the military, the Father, to give them the courage in the churches to speak out against this Illuminati, speak out against the secret society, speak out against the corrupt churches throughout the world, and to expose them for who and what they really are, and to exalt the name of Jesus above all. Father, we speak out against these corrupted Bibles and break up the true Word of God, the King James Bible, that, Lord, that that will be exalted. Father, we know these times are changing, and we see them before our very eyes. The preparations for the tribulations are being made. We see it increasing on a day-by-day basis. Father, we do pray for divine appointments that we can witness to others about the love of Jesus. And, Father, to meet others like our thoughts that will keep us strong in the faith. We pray for these churches to wake up. We pray for the parishioners and those attending these churches to get the courage to demand the truth be told in the churches. Father, we need that awakening. Father, we pray for our veterans that's coming back and those that's not even went to war, Lord, that the suicides are astronomical. The suicides are off the scale. Father, we know they're being orchestrated and planned by the very government and the very Illuminati that's operating this world. It's being planned by technology and orchestrated. Father, we pray for divine appointments. We pray for supernatural intervention to destroy their technology that they're using, to put these voices in the head, to cause these reactions and thoughts. Father, we know it's technology. Father, we need the Holy Spirit to destroy this technology and destroy the effects of these psychotropic drugs, the antidepressants that are being used against them. Father, we pray for children that are being abducted, for these witchcraft sacrifices. Father, we pray against the witchcraft that's being done today in our government, in the European government, in all the Illuminati governments. That, Father, you strip down their protection. Expose them for who and what they really are. And, Father, to take away that veil to allow us to see who the enemy really is. And, Father, to tear down the protection of the Illuminati, that they no longer have the protection of Satan. And, Father, in these times, these lost souls, that you'll bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, that some can be saved, Lord, if that be thy will. And, Father, we pray for family members and those families that's being torn apart, that, Lord, you bring them together. For the wife to sanctify the husband and the husband to sanctify the wife. And, Father, to touch the children, those that are in the families being pulled away by Satan's minions. That, Father, you cancel their contracts. You turn over those that, with the prayers, listen to those prayers, Lord, we call upon you to listen to the prayers of those families that are sanctified, that, Lord, that they'll pull their children away from these Satanists and to put them on the right track, to create a divine appointment, to pull them away from the curses that's put upon them. And expose the lies for what they are of those following Satan. Father, we need that help. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we are, in fact, we're not fighting Muslims, Islam. We're not fighting even the corrupted church. We're not fighting each other. We're fighting supernatural forces. We're fighting Christians that believe they're Christians but are being demonized because they think they can't be demonized. You can't be be born again or be a Christian and being possessed. That's different. Totally different. Totally different. But being demonized, a Christian can be demonized. Satan tried to demonize Jesus in the desert. But through the scripture and his fasting his prayer, he defeated Satan in three things that you know about in the desert. That's being demonized outside, trying to come in. Possession is inside, stuck. You want to bring him out. That's a whole different ball game. It's called deliverance. In families today, if you have a Freemason background, goes back four generations, you will be heavily demonized. You must break that curse. This is why you have trouble in your families. Either somewhere in the four generations back, we've been to the Wicca or messing around somehow with supernatural things, symbols, statues, whatever, objects, or Freemasonry has carried that curse for four generations. You must renounce that curse and then become born again. This is what's causing a lot of families to fail. This is what causes a lot of physical maladies within families. The Bible still stands today. What did Jesus do in those days to solve or to fix certain maladies? It was spiritual warfare commanding that demon to come out. Since when has that changed? It hadn't changed. Today it's even increasing as you watch the news. You see, when they keep passing these laws against the Bible, then that will put judgment that you will see on that country. In our case, our country. We had laws that promoted the Bible, even though people didn't in some cases, especially in the Constitution. Oh, that's another story. The Constitution, I'm not going to go in detail with that. That'd be a rabbit hole I'd head down. But the Constitution was brought to you by the Illuminati, the Vatican, the Jesuits, called the Dialectic, patterned after the Magna Carta to use liberty as a trigger to establish chaos to bring order under a Luciferian agenda since 1776. And that's a fact. The Constitution was patterned after the Magna Carta, brought to you by the Illuminati. I've explained that before. Some of these judges and lawyers and so forth, they know about this. But they're under a blood oath to keep quiet. That blood oath is going to send them to hell if they don't renounce it. It's that simple. Now, in the news that's going on today, and I'm going to get to the five steps here shortly. I'm going to cover it all this week. I may cover two steps in one day, but I doubt that. I'm going to thoroughly go over these five steps. And it will bring in other steps to let you know what you're really up against. And the intelligence estimate and the analysis that the Joint Chief of Staff make is totally inadequate. They have no idea what they're fooling with. They think they do. They do not. There are no such thing as aliens in this world, in this universe. They don't exist. And there's no such thing as ascended masters for the New Age believers. There are demons, and there's devils, demons. The King James says devils. The other Bible says demons, but you know what they are. There are fallen angels that are existing. They have operated seven areas of our lives since Nimrod. And they use mankind, the Illuminati, the Jesuits, black nobility, etc., as their slaves. So we look at kings and queens of today as, wow, there comes the queen, I give her an autograph, or whatever. No, they're nothing more, like the Pope and all the rest of them. They're nothing more than mere slaves of these fallen angels called the hierarchy. They have names too, by the way. As a group, they're called different names, the hierarchy, the community, the great white brotherhood, aliens, ascended masters. Depends what flavor they want to come as and masquerade as. But in the Bible, they're called the sons of God of the Old Testament. That's who they are. The fallen, before the flood and after the flood. They're also called the fallen angels. Sons of God. They're kicked out of the third heaven where God resides in the fall, and the angels of heaven in the third heaven. That's in the Bible. And they're cast in the second heaven, a different dimension, if you will. And you know, they're starting to come out now. I've been talking for 5 years now on different frequency vibrations and so forth. Well, now they're starting to come out with it and talk about how different sounds open up certain portals in this dimension world. It's all physics, biology, chemistry, alchemy. Knowledge gained from the supernatural realm that was forbidden knowledge. So we say, forbidden, oh, we should know it. No, there's no need to know it, because you can't do anything with it. And when you do, you're going to hell for messing with it. Any questions? Tower of Babel is a good example. This is what's really behind it. But in any case, the elite's real agenda is being exposed now. They're letting you know what they've been doing, have done, and are going to do. They feel comfortable to tell you all. They're doing it in the conspiracy theorist, alternative news articles. They're telling you what they're doing. Let's take some events that's happened this week, this weekend. Very tragic case in Las Vegas. Two officers and three others dead in Las Vegas shooting. Boy and a girl, man and woman, just walk up to two cops and blow them away. Go across the street to Walmart, get in a firefight of some sort, and wasn't successful, and so the girl kills the guy and then shoots herself. They shot somebody in the foyer there in the Walmart, making it five. This is a classic MK Ultra operation. After they shot those two police officers in Vegas in the Chi-Chi pizza place, they fled to the Walmart across the street, and there they fatally shot a person inside the front door. They exchanged gunfire with officers before killing themselves in apparent suicide pact. The female suspect shot the male suspect before killing herself. The victim's identity has been confirmed, and the suspect's names hadn't been confirmed at that point. I think they have by now. But both officers were taken to the hospital. It was unclear if they died there at the scene. Family, that's a classic MK Ultra operation. It's classic. It'll have an effect, obviously, on the police departments there and how they're going to start conducting searches and how they've learned. And then one of them, of those two that shot them, others said that the revolution's begun. Order out of chaos. This is CIA all the way. MK Ultra. No doubt about that. To get it started. Family, going to be more here in the near future. I don't make predictions and whatever, but I do not believe, in my opinion, that it's done at all. I think that they may hit maybe a shopping center or a school next. Got to get rid of those guns, right? Got to have an excuse to do it. Got to tighten up on the people around the West. We have justification now. They have an excuse. Our police departments nationwide are being infiltrated by felons out of certain prisons, trained in Christian Identity, Blackwater, ADL, chipped themselves, and promised carte blanche when the revolution takes effect. They're targeting the good cops that are there to do their job and all that, but your names are being written down so they know who the good cops are. They will be targeted because the bad cops that are Freemasons at the highest level, former felons that are acquiring private security jobs, awaiting the day that they'll be federalized, and they will become the national police force. under the multi-jurisdictional task force. It's not just Obama. It goes back to Clinton. It's not just Clinton family. It goes back to the Nazis of Germany. When we brought them over in 1946, 10,000 Nazis, they just carried their plans over here. That's all they did. We didn't win that war. Germany lost a lot of people. We lost a lot of people. Nobody won. It's a stalemate on purpose. Heck, World War II is a continuation of World War I. I got the evidence that Korean War and the Vietnam War were penned to either go into a stalemate or a loss by design. I got the evidence on it. Quotes from MacArthur about Korea. Vietnam, clearly, quotes Admiral Sharp. Yeah, you know, it's all set up, family. Every single war we've been in, controlled by the Jesuits and the Illuminati, the Italian Illuminati. Don't start sticking that name Jew in there. You got Italian, you got Jewish, you got the high-level Jews, that is. The tribe of Dan, the fake Jews in Israel today. You got Italians, you got Germans. I listed them all one day, the names of all the Illuminati. Different, even Chinese, the Li family, L.I., Van Duen up in Norway, up in Norwegian way. Every country has got its Illuminati. Every country has got its international organization, like the Canadian International Institute of International Affairs, CIA, the CFR, America, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. Every country has got one that's Illuminati. So, family, be expecting some more of these operations to handle, to take place. And they'll either kill the assailants or the assailants will kill themselves. And it's going to increase. They need justification for martial law. They tried doing that back in 1972. In 72, Nixon and General Cushman of the Marine Corps had planned a military takeover of the U.S. government. That's fact. 1972, for the evidence, you'll find that Nixon signed Executive Order 11647 and the 73 Executive Order 11731 to divide the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, 1 governor, and 1 U.N. regional administrator per region. And they'd planned to take over D.C. Well, what was going to be the initial incident? Well, September 1972 was going to be the Republican convention in San Diego. And the plan, which is documented in Glasshouse tapes, Liz Techwood, confirms that the plan was to take members of the LAPD that were members of a super secret intelligence unit that all major police departments have that are not, by any stretch of imagination, lawful. They work for CIA. Every major police department has one. They're murderers. And what they were going to do was have a sniper shoot Spiro Agnew as he began to speak at the Republican convention. That was the plan. But first they would cause a melee on the floor. And during the melee, the cameras would be shifting back and forth. And the distraction for the melee, the fight, would be started by LAPD officers that would be dressed in civilian attire. And during the melee, a sniper would have murdered Spiro Agnew, the vice president. And then following that, days after, would be bombings blamed on the liberals. And then that would have given justification for Nixon to declare martial law. That was planned. Now, I'm just giving you the general parts of it. I've got the details. As a matter of fact, I found other references, because I thought this was really out there, but I found that Schlesinger, Defense Department Defense Secretary, had actually investigated when he heard these rumors that Nixon was planning a extra-constitutional action. Had actually investigated how quickly they could move the 82nd Airborne into D.C. to counterbalance the Marines if Nixon had ordered a complete takeover of D.C. And I found articles supporting this in newspapers and microfiche. It's not well known. Watergate was just a symptom. Family, that was all planned to take place. Nothing new under the sun. Even FDR had planned a military coup and dictatorship of America in 1943-44. And that's a fact by his own words behind closed doors, March 4th, 1939, in front of three congressional committees, of which one witness, Senator Lundeen, copied down the quote. Now, if you want to read the quote, very simple. I'm not going to go over it right now. I know my regular listeners are going, whew, I don't hear that again. Go on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And then you'll find a timeline, about a 200-page timeline that I've drafted up over the years. And look up your little search bar on the Microsoft Word document, 200 pages long, give or take, March 4th, 1939, and you'll find that quote. That quote you'll find in Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr, first edition, 1955, and he received that quote from Senator Lundeen in the 1950s, 15 years, 20 years or so, well, actually about 10 or 15 years after the quote was made, and sometime after World War II and the death of FDR. William G. Carr received this quote from his diary from Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N. You have some honest Freemasons. You have along the way some honest congressmen. Not many, but you got some. Freemasons are take a blood oath to lie to their own people. How's an organization like that work? I never understood that. In any case, there are going to be more shootings. Justify gun protection, gun laws, gun confiscations, and so forth. Gun control. They're going to target good cops in preparation to set up the plans of the North American Union and the takeover of the joint, the jurisdictional task force. It's coming. I've always said, some information I've received, and I've over my research period and time and so forth, that they have used, and some of you are not going to like this, but it's actually true, there's that feedback going on. They have used Charles Manson, who's still alive, of course, Sharon Tate murders. You see, that boy has been channeled something awful. Uh-huh. Satanic, one way up, down the other. Now, you say, well, why are you bringing him up now for? Well, I'm going to tell you why. You see, Charles Manson has this connection. He has never accepted in the Aryan nation or the Christian identity. But he's being used extensively to set up the gangs nationwide for a combined helter-skelter. They've removed 3 to 5 cell phones over the past few years that he's acquired. You have some prison guards in there that mean well, and others make sure he gets the cell phones, because the cell phones help coordinate these street gangs. The street gangs on the multi-jurisdictional task force have been sending their soldiers to military training, Iraq, Afghanistan, to gain that knowledge. Coming back after they finish tour, if they survive, to train their fellow gang members. They're allowing Mexico to bring people in, MS-13 and from South America and so forth. They have Dearborn, Michigan, and Detroit was destroyed in order to make a safe haven for Islamic fundamentalists. That's why Dearborn is so filled with Islam, as a safe haven for MS-13 and others. For the Islamic fundamentalists that are getting ready to start their activities too. In Dearborn, Michigan, MS-13 scattered throughout the United States. And other gangs, members like that. They're all coordinated through Charles Manson. Well, recently, they just released one of his associates, another murderer, Bruce Davis, was granted parole. Charles Manson is protected in the prison, not incarcerated. He's protected to do his channeling, do his setting up. Now, you'll find, watch, Bruce Davis is going to go out and start organizing. You see, they need chaos to bring order. But what the gangs don't realize, and the gangs don't know, is that once they declare martial law, the Chinese military that are already here in the foreign trade zones and in underground military bases and so forth since 1990s, even before, and the Spetsnaz coming in at 1,000 per month, and the other European mercenaries that's in our country right now, allowed by the government. When they declare martial law, they will start killing these gang members. They don't know they're going to be double-crossed. China's going to be double-crossed too. This is a high level, I'm telling you right now. The Great White Brotherhood has no love for humankind. And they caused this conflict between all cultures. They take the subversives that we consider criminal and so forth and have them fight among themselves anyway. And once they've used up the subversives against the, let's say, innocents, then they're going to take out the subversives. That's how they work. So martial law will allow, and we'll scream for it, we'll want it. Or before we declare martial law and protect you, you have to give up your weapons. I experienced this in Kosovo when they started removing the weapons of the Serbs that were being murdered by Albanian terrorists, while we, in my sector, when I was security manager in the eastern region of Kosovo under the OSCE and the other NATO or K4 organizations, were also very lenient. And even the Albanian terrorists were killing Albanians. But mostly they targeted Serbs during the period of when they were supposed to be helping them. I know they had murdered over 1,500 people during the time I was there from 1999 to 2004. And we helped it. We allowed it to happen. We let Al-Qaeda operate in my section. I was complaining at every meeting. I was wondering what in the world is going on here. Why is our State Department allowing Al-Qaeda to operate in my region? Why are we shaking hands with the Albanian mafia in the State Department, the consulate? Well, I found out why. I saw it really happen. You see, there's no loyalty to mankind by these secret societies, Jesuits, Illuminati, whatsoever. Patriotism is only a facade. Those like General Boykin, Rick Joyner, other generals up there, they're nothing more than Knights of Malta, secret society members, lying about their patriotism. Because they've taken a blood oath for the monarchy to support it and the New World Order. Man, they are good actors. I've never seen anything like it. Amazing. But they've taken a blood oath with the Knights of Malta that nullifies anything patriotic that they could even talk about behind the microphone. Look up the oath of the blood of, that was a Freudian slip, blood of Malta. The oath of the Knight of Malta. Like Mandela, a murderer that he was. Even Gandhi was part of this agenda. They couldn't hold a candle to Martin Luther King. Or JFK, or even Malcolm X, for that matter, or Bobby Kennedy. Those men today couldn't even hold a candle to them. Gandhi, Mandela, the rest of them, no way. They're part of the Illuminati. Charles Manson's associate, Bruce Davis, was granted parole. He'll go around and start organizing the gangs. And to make it look good, they have a gang member or leader that is getting out of hand. They just simply make an arrest and say, oh, we got one. See, we're doing our job. No, they're not. Got to make it look good. And we're really getting in a bad way. There's an article came out. Man, I can't believe this. An article came out. The title of the article was finally, quote, finally a movie that makes abortion funny, unquote. I kid you not. Man, we're heading down a rocky path in America. It's coming out. There's a movie that makes abortion funny, like a romantic comedy about abortion. Lord have mercy. Louis Milling is a deputy legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. Bingo. She served as director of the organization's Reproductive Freedom Project. You ever Margaret Sanger? The new romantic comedy, Obvious Child, has managed to do something pretty extraordinary. Quote, it makes abortion sympathetic and funny. Murder is funny. Abortion is sympathetic. Abortion, family, in reality, let's get down to it. Abortion, in reality, what they're not telling you, is not really a moral issue. It's not a financial issue. It's not a political issue. What abortion really is, oh, it fits all those areas, yeah. But the real purpose of abortion that they're not telling you is child sacrifice. Going back to Nimrod of the Illuminati. The Satanist. It is legalizing child sacrifice. That's the purpose of abortion. It's a supernatural event. It's abortion. Every child is a life force released. And that's the purpose of abortion. Masked by all the social issues attributed to it. That's not the real reason for it. Some doctors and nurses that are Wicca, Freemasons at the highest level, oh, they know. They believe in the flesh of the child. They believe in the fresh blood of the child gives them longevity. I know some of you might find that hard to digest, but this is the reality of the world you live. You cannot imagine the evil behind those secret societies and the Wicca, the witchcraft. Is predominant today in Satanism. This is what drives everything today. But anyway, in this movie, is to downplay, to bring us to that level we accept abominations against the Bible. Now, I'm not going to go all in detail about this, but you can find it yourselves. The Obvious Child, they say, destroys the stigma caused by abortion. Well, family, there's more about abortion than people realize. And some of these people don't realize it. How deep it really goes. June the 6th, article came out. I've been telling y'all for, years now, darn it. Can the military really put voices in your head? The Bible affects elected non-lethal weapons. Oh, yes, they can, because now they're coming out with it. I've been talking about this for 5 years. They've been calling me crazy. I said, you want to see the evidence? Nobody ever wants to. I rest my case. But now, don't have to. They're telling you. And this goes back to the shooting in in Las Vegas. I've talked about this before. I have on my website a study that you can do yourself, well, that you can read yourself. The technology that they use to put voices in the head by microwave technology. You know, you have many schizophrenics claim the same thing. The government and local law enforcement, they have the technology to not only cause physical pain and discomfort, but also beam voices by microwave technology into the heads. Now, I proved this last week. The voices and buzzing that you hear seem to come from within one's own head. That's getting ready for announcements, getting ready to start taking place. You have an active denial system, ADS, a.k.a. the pain ray. This, you can see that it's tested out on the YouTube. You can watch it. Microwave, it heats up your skin enough that it hurts like a Dickens. Active denial system. Microwave hearing, hypersonics, and the voice of God phenomena. Microwave hearing. A phenomenon that occurs within the brain itself is hit with an RF pulse. Every pulse that hits causes an expansion of the brain and what they call the cochlea, the inner ear auditory organ or something like that. And the expansion results in a sound characterized as a buzzing or knocking inside the head. A BioFX report included the transmission of a voice counting 1 to 10. Inside the person's head in one report. What they're going to do in disclosure with this one called Maitreya and the fake Jesus Yeshua called Sananda Manuel, to get down to it, when they have this fake announcement of aliens, they're going to activate this system. And everyone will hear this Maitreya, this Sananda Manuel talking in your head. Now, those that don't know about this technology, Christians, for example, are going to freak out, man. They're going to freak out like crazy. Thinking they're hearing the voice of God, and all they're hearing is some kind of technology. Man, this is old stuff. I've traced the technology back to 1973. I got the study. Taken from the report, quote, "Not only might it be disruptive to the sense of hearing, it could be psychological devastating if one suddenly heard, quote, voices within one's head." And I've talked about the Medusa, mob excess deterrent using silent audio that they use in crowd control. Problem is, not only does it theoretically incapacitate them, but the bad news, even worse, is that they would have their brains cooked. And the alternative method for creating what's quoted as a voice of God weapon would come from long-range acoustic devices called LRADs, directed sound devices. See, these LRADs are very loud crowd control devices that you can use on protesters, like in the Pittsburgh G20. They're also used on pirates. And you remember back in the 90s when the Iraqis, National Guard, the Iraqi Special Guard, surrendered en masse? Aha. And you see, the LRAD will cause permanent hearing damage to any unprotected individual within 100 meters. And the military has also experimented using spoken or whispered commands in attempt to, I don't know, see if they can freak out. Or they hypnotize them, like a male and female, and they set them in Las Vegas and give them a cue word, and they will kill two cops, and then they kill themselves. That's called MKUltra. You see, directed sound, like the sonic projector currently in development, they say, by DARPA, is the next step. Well, they're already doing it. They try to make it look like, well, we're in the developing stages. What a lot, bunch of liars. They've had this going for years and years. Matter of fact, Walmart has been testing it in their advertising in some of the stores. In a field of sound. They stand in a narrow field of sound. The video that is out and about, I saw one video that shows the billboards in action. You get near a billboard and you hear this voice like advertisement. You listen for a whispering female voice as a camera approaches a billboard. Then you have natural or neural disruption. Strobe lights to Pokemon cartoons. The flicker rate of the TV. Now you get the idea? Now I'm not going to go in more detail than that because it takes me down another road. But this is part of the disclosure that's coming. And they're taking control of your children too. That's what got security there for. It's not for their protection against shooters. It's always been putting law enforcement and military at schools for protection of the schools against the parents who want to take them out of school. That's the main purpose of having security there under the guise of protecting the kids. Here you have a first grader for suspended facing expulsion for finding a toy gun in his backpack. What? Why am I reading it here? You see what they're doing? They're starting to control your kids in Pennsylvania. They're finding as much as they can to show their power over your schools and parents. Then they put in an article so you read it, and it works for the whole country at Martin Elementary School. And there's dozens and dozens of these reports coming out. New medical law mandates, quote, private conversation with child before every doctor visit. June the 6th, 2014. Is that early enough for you? Or up to date? What they're leading you up to, and this is in Michigan, it's fairly nationwide. But, you know, you always have these golf tournaments going on that you can watch in the weekends. You can always watch TV at night, some comedy routine or something. I don't know, on TV. It's always fun to watch and go to work every day. That's true. So you don't have to worry about these things sneaking up on you. I'm being facetious. Because that's where everybody's head's at. And that's why they know they're keeping it there. This one looks like a pasted up announcement. Quote, attention parents of adolescent children aged 12 to 17. New Michigan medical records access laws have been put in place. This will require a nurse to have a short 5-minute private conversation with your child. We will explain the purpose and process at the time of the visit and answer any questions you may have, unquote. Remember this now, because it's going to lead me into the next step today. Remember what I've just said to you all. This works real perfectly into what I'm going to talk about shortly. The receptionist closed the window here and almost, quote, almost immediately the office manager turned the corner and said, Miss Duffy, may I speak with you? She said there was a new policy that would allow a child to access his or her medical records online and the child would be allowed, listen to me, the child would be allowed to block a parent from viewing the website, unquote. The nurse would also inform my children, they say, that the doctor's office is a safe place for them to receive information about STDs, HIV, and birth control. That's why the nurse would be chatting about with my children without any pesky parental oversight, unquote. Y'all getting this? See, they'll try it in Michigan for a while. In 1 month, a month ago, this site reported that EMS workers told a mother who homeschooled her children that they were, quote, agents of the state, before proceeding to conduct an inspection of her home. June the 7th, in Norfolk, England, quote, could it happen here? UK parents arrested because their child is obese. Now, I'm reading it here in America, and this article spread all over the United States. You see, all they need is a couple of instances, and they spread it throughout the United States and in Europe. And it serves as predictive programming. This is how they work. In this case, a couple had been arrested by police on suspicion of cruelty and neglect of their obese child. So if I'm reading it now, and I'm telling you now, now you know about it, that's going to start you thinking. It's going to show their power. And it's going to increase. Child Protective Services, the Affordable Child Act, and child trafficking. Senator Schaefer, female Senator Schaefer, was after the Child Protective Service. The Child Protective Service, I can say it, kidnaps your children that they can and earmarks them for destruction. It's that simple. She was closing down on her corruptness. She was killed while she was sleeping by her husband, and he shot himself. So they can't decide whether he shot himself in the head or the chest. The Child Protective Service provides the children to the CIA and the Satanists are the ones they have profiled. They disappear. You know, 700,000 plus children disappear every year in the United States. And you want to pray for the return of the Republic? I pray for the return of Jesus Christ, what I pray for. Let that rest with you for a while. But here's the catch to it. I want to throw this out at you. Is they themselves are doing what I'm doing right now. I'm going to take a step further, though. What they're doing, the globalists, the elite, the so-called truth tellers on TV, radio, and whatever, are telling you how worthless the government is. Just like I'm doing right now. Pretty much, that's true. But they want you to know. And they stop there. I'm not stopping there. You see, what they're doing is they're showing you the worthlessness of government. And they say, in the Illuminati at the highest level, once the worthlessness of all government has been acknowledged, then they're going to launch the New World Order. Why? Because once you've acknowledged that your government is worthless in England and America and Scandinavia and wherever else, they're worthless. Oh, then that makes you want to think, well, gosh, there must be something better. Well, guess what? That's called the dialectic. And the Illuminati has that, quote unquote, better government. So the problem is, it's a New World Order. And it's malevolent and totally evil, the alternative they're going to provide you. That's where I go a step ahead. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. And this is documented in the protocols learned under the Zion. They are going to kill every Freemason once they have total control. It is going to happen. Family, Jesus Christ is real. And this is a supernatural war. No human could ever come up with all this planning going back generations and generations, and it'd be so perfect. Except there's one problem for them, is they've not been able to foment the New World Order as of yet. It's not because of mankind that stopped it. It's because God has. God has got a veil over it right now because you have those that are righteous still praying. And God is letting it go longer so divine appointments can be set up that those not born again can receive those divine appointments and accept Jesus as their Savior. This is why he's extending it. And at the same time, he's providing this he's allowing this evil to pervade, to separate those wheat and the tares. But there's coming a time when these laws are changing against him and people pulling away. There's a slam dunk coming. Be ready for it. It is supernatural. Now, I knew eventually that this, when I'm going to start talking about the children here shortly and the step two that they've, step two brings me to the step two. But before I go there, I do want to mention something. Oh, Duck Dynasty. Oh, Duck Dynasty, y'all. Well, finally, they showed their true hand. I was waiting for it, and here it is. Duck Dynasty, y'all, the stars of Duck Dynasty, and all your so-called reality shows, hey, man, they're all scripted out. Right to a nose-picking, ear-twitching degree. It's all scripted perfectly. If you're on TV, they're dirty. Every single program, bar none, controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, Entertainment, under the Star Group by Kissinger. Star Group includes entertainment, among other four other areas. And the Star Group that has entertainment, TV, movies, everything else, handled by Kissinger, is controlled by Tavistock, a think tank in England that sets up and destroys cultures and set up our culture in 1950. Your entertainment is 100% controlled. Now, here's the thing about Duck Dynasty, the pretend Christians. They're going to release Duck Commander's Bible in October. Slam dunk, heretic all the way. You can't have another Bible. There's only one Bible. You don't paraphrase nothing. Revelation 22:18-19. The duckers here should know better than that. Their true hand has been shown now. Even Thomas Jefferson created his own Bible. Can't do that. The King James Cambridge edition stands as God's only holy word. You don't need a Duck Commander's Bible. You got the King James Bible. Say, well, it's based on the King James. What do you mean based on the King James? That's supposed to make me feel better? Placate me or something? If it's based on the King James, why not use the King James? Why paraphrase? Why change it? Unless you're part of the Illuminati. And that's the reason this is the latter. They are Illuminati. There was, several articles on children here. Man, they're launching into the children. Oh, yeah. They got to justify signing of the international rights of the child. Now, this leads me into step two of the five-step program that they've launched into us. They're going to come out constantly with these articles. For example, I found an article. School sunscreen ban causes 10-year-old girl to get fried on field trip. Now, why am I reading this in the national news? Unless they want me to read it. Nationwide. Who cares in Michigan? Who cares in North Carolina? Who cares in Washington State? And they put these articles out nationwide. Why? Because the idea is here to predictive programming to get you to say, well, we need to protect our children while we're working. So we need to have international rights of the child. Yeah, Congressman, sign it. See, they failed to sign it in 1989. Hillary Bob Clinton try to get them to pass the International Rights of the Child. UN International Rights of the Child is designed to take your children away from you. Not to help them, but to confiscate them. And they even have security to keep you from going there to stop them from giving them vaccinations or train them how to have sex at 9, 8, 7 years old. Why would a school ban sunscreen legitimately? It's all part of the agenda. And then your schools are not protecting your children here. Oh, we have another article, which I don't blame the guy, but this dad hits a teacher with a baseball bat after inappropriate texts sent to his daughter, 15-year-old daughter. So the teacher, got to be brain dead teacher, I tell you what, goes to the house when he couldn't talk to this 15-year-old student, goes to the house of the sir's house, man, and says, I want to talk to Mary Jane, whatever her name was. And dad says, you're not going to. And this teacher, got to be brain dead, insisted. Big mistake. Dad gets back. Back connects with teacher. Teacher got big knot on body. Well, now, have you not noticed female teachers are committing sexual acts with their teenage sons, teenage students left and right? Male, because they need protection in schools, right? Yeah. And now she rises a child. It's in Maryland. And the mother read the texts and said inappropriate for a teacher and student to be sharing these kind of texts. All this is part of its justification. And the Crimes Against Children Unit continues to investigate it in Baltimore. Oh, and we have 25 more shocking arrests. Pastors are charged with sex crimes. A whole bunch of them here. Rape, sodomy, incest of a 9-year-old, forcing one or after pill after raping a teen. So that really puts religion. Certainly, I don't follow religion either. Religion is not about Jesus in the first place. But when they produce these things, these reports, it kind of causes a falling away, don't it? You got these pastors, man, coming out of the woodwork. 6 counts of sexual crime, Billy Howard guy, Tyrone Banks, sodomy of 13-year-old. He just goes, and I got 25 of them here, man. See, the whole idea is to create the falling away background to set it up. So they're having the churches go bad on us. They're putting felons and they're putting abusers in as pastors. All this is set up. Set up. Getting ready for those times when falling away will be accepted. Acceptable. Catholic priest says homosexuality is a gift from God. And the Bible is not the word of God. And the Pope Francis kisses his hand and praises him. Oh, here we go, man. We're getting closer to it. Getting closer. Dating lesson. Quote, ask 8th grade girls to publicly declare how far they'll go sexually in school. In one school here. Good gosh. See what they're doing? Is it true that Obama signed a bill forgiving all student loan debts? Is that true? I read it this weekend. That's got to be a hoax. If it's not, it smells like Nasara coming up. And he had the Navy rejecting a request for the first humanist chaplain. And the elite are abducting and murdering U.S. children for their organs. Well, we've known that for a long time. I had an epiphany this weekend. I haven't had one in quite a while. I'm going to share that, and I'm going to get with step two. And let you all know, too, by the way, We got a full house tonight, today. We're played, our broadcast, I allow it to be played, and we are appreciative. We have a broadcast that's played randomly up at highpointradio.net on his network. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He takes our MP3s and plays them on his network randomly, and we appreciate it. That's what we get out of it, is appreciation from doing it. And he has three towers of those three states, and he does have sponsors, so we'd like to, you know, those up there in those states, just in touch with John Kirkler if you'd like, and support him up there. Also, KBLU Radio, I know, plays our broadcast as well. Thomas out of Colorado. Also, I have a website, Watchman for Jesus, watchmanforjesus.com. And on there I have, it's a very simple website. I've got a lot of information there, but there's like four or five studies I've done that has a lot of information to keep you busy. Also, I have archives for past shows that are there, free, just download them, MP3s, do what you want. Broadcast and Bible studies. I try to get the word out. I'm looking at starting this YouTube thing. I just haven't got into that yet, but that's still on my plate to start doing YouTube, like 15 minutes, part one, and all that sort of thing. But nevertheless, family, we're coming up to a period of time. There's a paradigm coming, a paradigm shift. A change in our routine is going to happen. And they have to get all their ducks lined up. See, they won't be allowed to do anything unless God allows it. It is a supernatural world we live in. And we are the material world of it, but the supernatural rules, not us. Jesus is real. Not Yeshua, not Sanand Emmanuel, not the fake Jesus, but the real Jesus Christ of Nazareth will come after the 7 years of tribulation has ended. And we're not even in the first year yet. And any theologian that says otherwise, send them my way. Because I don't have just basic questions I demand answers for. And he will not be able to answer them. We're not in the first seal yet. It's impossible. Not even possible. But your preterists, your Calvinists, and those that want to make want us to believe that we're already done with the tribulation. Family, the tribulation is judgment on this world. And if you think America is going to escape judgment, you got another thing coming. It's going to be worldwide judgment upon this earth when the time comes. It could be next month. It could be next year. It could be 10 years. It could be another generation from now. Nobody knows. That's why before death is to take Jesus Christ as your Savior now. Because when you say, well, I've heard people actually told me this. Well, I'll wait till I see him in the clouds. Yeah, well, when that happens, it's too late. Stephen saw him in the clouds, and Stephen was dying at that moment. Well, here's the epiphany I had. First of all, when I was in the Marine Corps for 12 years, I took an oath. In that oath, you say, protect our country from foreign domestic enemies. I never really questioned at that point domestic, except it would have been inside the United States. It would be subversives. It goes against the Constitution, goes against what I believe in, and being a military commander, I would have done whatever the government told me to do. Kill them. Oh, okay. But then you come across a situation where they're American citizens. I never thought about it, really, back in those days. What that really implicated. Would I fire on American citizens and kill my own countrymen because the government tells me to? For what reason? Well, they like you to believe they're terrorists. like your Aryan Nation or, you know, blowing up a post office, blowing up whatever, and trying to take down the Constitution. But in reality, it's talking about citizens that are going against the Illuminati that controls the government. You know, even MacArthur and General Patton, well, Major Patton then, was ordered, Black Jack Pershing and his aide Eisenhower, were ordered by Hoover to move other veterans out of their tent city in 1932, Bonus Army. They did it by force. That's domestic terror. No, they were camped outside. They wanted their bonuses. They were starving. They were American veterans, led by spokesman Major General Smedley D. Butler. And yet our own services routed them out and burned their houses down outside of D.C. In 1993, 1,000 Marines were given a questionnaire. 40, I got a copy of it. Is it for 29 Palms, California? Around 1,000 Marines were given a questionnaire, 40 questions. But of the 40 questions, there's like two or three that's really significant. Would you fire on American citizens? Would you wear the UN's blue beret? That's a problem. The answers were not very favorable, that they would not fire on American citizens unless, of course, their life was in danger. Family, that is why the Illuminati, Freemasonry governments, and Jesuits have been bringing in Chinese, Russian, Belgium, other German soldiers into America since the 1990s. Look at that quote I told you all about. March 4th, 1939, on my timeline of FDR. To hell with American people, as far as democracy is concerned, it does not exist. It never did, and we see to it never happened that way. I'm going to crush business and infest America with all the aliens possible. In the final analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. Unquote. FDR, March 4th, 1939. That's only part of the quote. All the presidents have been traitors, every one of them, except for Lincoln, McKinley, JFK, and actually Andrew Jackson. They tried to kill him 3 times. All presidents have been traitors, every single one of them. Reagan, Carter, Bush, Clinton, FDR, Nixon, every mother's son of them. George Washington stepped back, and so did John Adams. The rest of them? Because they're Illuminati, Freemasonry. And you know, Lincoln and JFK were not Freemasons. So the idea of foreign domestic means that they will demonize the American people, and that is happening today. Our troops, not like they were in the days of the baby boomer era where you had patriotism and all that. As a matter of fact, in your schools, part of the control of children began with the teachers. And I will tell you right now, quote, from Dr. Was it Yahoo out of Harvard? His name was Dr. Chester Pierce. He sums it all up on what they've done to your children and to all of us. I'll sum it up how they sneakily handled it. Quote, in front of 2,000 teachers, in Denver, Colorado, 1973, with a microphone in an auditorium, Dr. Chester M. Pierce said the following, I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity, is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future. Unquote. Dr. Chester Pierce from Harvard. And you know that in the 1990s, Dr. Joycelyn Elders, U.S. Surgeon General, said, and I quote, "We've taught our children in driver's education what to do in the front seat, and now we've got to teach them what to do in the back seat," unquote. And she also said on Rush Limbaugh's show, of course, Dr. Elders said, quote, and has a slip of the tongue, and I'll give the slip in the quote. Begin quote. "We've got to have contraception taught at the earliest levels of education." Unquote, Dr. Elders. Do it again. She said in an interview on Rush Limbaugh television show in 1990s. Quote, "We've got to have contraception taught at the earliest levels of education," unquote. They've been sneaking up on us all along. Now, when I talked about the five steps last week, a little refresher, because we have quite a few people today. I'm going to get in detail later on this week and incorporate the detailed planning of the Bilderberg Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation. All these work together in what's called the Round Table, described by Carol Quigley, who was an inspiration to Billy Bob Clinton. Tragedy and Hope, he talks about the Round Table discussions. A think tank of all those groups I mentioned on how to control the world and how to bring about the New World Order. Well, these five steps, the first step I talked about last week was demolish the very foundations of biblical morality. Now, what you do is you think about these articles that we've been talking about and articles that you read, assuming you do research, of what they can do by using ACLU, NAACP, ADL, all these organizations, submitting lawsuits left and right, setting up situations that would require a lawsuit by design to establish legal precedents that other states can follow to foment their plan. That's how it works in the legal field. You get one state to pass a certain law that they want to get passed, and all the other states jump on it. Then the federal government steps in, makes it federal, and that's how they go against the Constitution, which you don't have. Listen, you don't have a Constitution. It does not exist. It never did. The judges and lawyers are lying to you. And the Harvard professors that's teaching about the Constitution are just a bunch of liars. It's pathetic what they're teaching in schools today at these Illuminati colleges. And I got the list of them. And the quote by Chester M. Pierce, doctor from Harvard, slam dunks their agenda as fact of what I'm telling you today. So, to demolish the foundations of biblical morality, let's make legal same-sex marriage. Bingo. Let's make legal promote abortions. Let's make legal the use of drugs. You think about it. The essence of biblical Christianity And Christianity is nothing but a religion anyway. The Bible is not about Christianity. The Bible is not, excuse me, Christianity is not about the Bible. Christianity is not about Jesus. Christianity is about distorting the Word of God. Look how many religions you have. Christian religions have different doctrine. That can't be right. See, the Bible is set. The King James Bible is set. It's doctrine. That's it. When you try to come up with religion, it's called it gambleist. What are you? I'm a gambleist. So I create my own religion, make my own Bible, paraphrase the King James. We use the King James. But here's a better explanation of it right here. I went to a cave and was inspired by this being that gave me super knowledge or blah, 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 blah. And so I sought off some really nice principles that you really like. And so we have a gamblist cult group. You see how it works? That's how the CIA works. Jim Jones, remember that murdered all those 900 people, led them to their death? He was a Jesuit. That's correct. A nasty one, too, at that. Castro, Fidel Castro, was a Jesuit 7 years. Billy Graham's a Jesuit. Jesuit's family also linked up to Freemasonry. And they're all Freemasons. The ones I just mentioned, by the way. In any case, yeah. Traditional family established by the monogamous heterosexual parents who lovingly pass these truths on to their offspring is the vital building block of a moral civilization. It's how God set it up. It's the traditional American Christian values that pose the biggest threat to those who would unite the world under their leadership. Well, now they needed that traditional family to foment and support World War I and World War II, a patriotism. They needed it. They set up as proven false flags like sinking of the Maine, false flag like Pearl Harbor. I've talked about that before. And others to galvanize us to fight a common enemy. And then after 1945, the Second World War, for example, they no longer needed that traditional family. Then began the takedown of America in 1950s in the four-step program. But to do this, they had to demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created. John Dewey, the American father of American education. Oh, that's a fox in the hen house. So you think of all the articles and all the events that's taken place, changes in laws and so forth, that go against biblical morality. And there you have it. And those are the talking points of the round table. You see? That's how they do it. Then they use these organizations, ACLU, NAACP, ADL, to set up lawsuits, set up situations that require a response, and that response is put on the news. A lawsuit is submitted, and this is how they change the laws. This is orchestrated and planned and designed in ways you can't even imagine how detailed it is. And they keep you busy. I have a quote. The quote is, take a minute. This is not funny. I got to do things sometimes to, because if you don't know the end of this, which is Jesus Christ taking over, someone studying this could go nuts with this or become a negative kind of person. But I know they lose. I'm getting ready to tell you that here in a minute. Every conspiracy is simply a step in the outward manifestation of Lucifer's determined rebellion towards God as executed by his human agents. That's what it is. If you look up right now or after the broadcast, 33 conspiracies that proven to be real. They have like seven. You'll find every conspiracy we've told you about, I've told you about, have been true. Not just a conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact. Well, one way that they've done this is George Orwell, who's Illuminati, 1984. You know what he said? Here's why people don't know any better, besides the education corruption. Quote, or George Orwell, football, beer, and above all, gambling, filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult, unquote. And George Orwell also said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. Well, here's epiphany. You see, what the Illuminati don't realize is that God is placating the Illuminati. The globalists, they've attacked all the same towns, small towns, by eliminating the jobs, for example. That's why your old Spencer's or your old sock factory went out of business, and all these old programs, I mean old shops, and are going out of business in these small towns. And it causes the college-headed age group to go to the bigger towns and big cities, right? To all be put in the big cities. Who's left in the small towns? Old people and high school kids. Retirees. About all of them, aren't they? Uh-huh. And they're going to kill off the older folks with the Euthanasia Act. And with chemtrails. And other ways. The young kids, they have it controlled anyway. You see what they're doing? So they take all the old businesses in the towns, destroy them. And they set up foreign trade zones, which are Chinese controlled. So you're going to start seeing new faces in little old towns, because the Freemasons have made deals with them. So the business owners that were previously there have not become a Freemasonry, are rooted out of town. Their businesses fall down, they have to quit. So the foreign trade zones, buying territory or giving territory to China to take over our debt, call them, there's 288 now. There's one or two in Mount Airy. I saw it the other day. I couldn't believe it. I said, there it is. You go back in this park, and it's got all kinds of industrial businesses and so forth. That's what they're doing. They destroy the small towns, forcing the residents, most of them, to move to the big cities. And there, they'll control the cities like a corral. When he launched the New World Order, all you do is close down the cities. Food control? Oh, I'd say so. You can't grow corn on concrete. Doesn't work really well. You see what they're doing? Slowly but surely. And they release the gangs in these cities. You'll demand martial law. Well, give martial law, you got to give up your weapons. Or we won't do martial law. You're on your own. Then families will be telling on others. Joe Blow's got a whole arsenal in his house. Go get him. We want you to give us martial law. Then give up your weapons. I saw this in Serbia, in Kosovo. Serbs give up their weapons. There was one U.S. officer there that was chief of police in my region, in Gjilan. Kosovo. He is complaining to the military, U.S. military, because that was my region. I worked for the international. I didn't work for the U.S. He said to the military major, the U.S. major, says, you take the weapons, the Serbs won't be able to protect themselves. It's not right. I saw it in my own eyes. Heard him complaining about it. He was right, too. It's going to happen here. So if you want protection, you got to give up your weapons. Say what? So they cut the jobs of the locals and move those they want to control with new bosses and build foreign trade zones in strategic locations to facilitate the commerce and trade under the control of the Chinese. And they buy out the properties that once held the big businesses of decades ago. They buy the properties, tear down the buildings. They have total control. It's being done right under your noses. And they're taking the blood oath to lie, so they're not going to tell you. And they're giving a lie themselves that they're going to be the leaders in the New World Order. It's not going to happen. The Freemasons of the towns know this is going on. But they're only told partial information. Thereby, they're paid off by their businesses that's being supported, and the Freemasons are promised positions of power and protection for their families, but they're being lied to by the new incoming persons that take over. But see, the Illuminati is being placated by God. He's allowing their successes before he hangs them. This world is not of God, as a Calvinist would have you believe. It's ran by Satan, and God is only around when you call upon him for protection and wisdom and discernment. He's there for you, but you got to call upon him. The scriptures confirm that God of this world is Satan. The successes of those who are following Lucifer and the secret societies and the Illuminati are being used to placate the elite, to give them a false sense of security. They don't know that yet. Their successes help God to sift through those that will follow him and those who won't, no matter what. When he's used his elect, or if one has converted their his heart, God will allow their death to bring him home. You see, he'll remove them from here, like he did David Wilkerson, who was a man of God, not like the ones you got today. He took him home. He is murdered. If you do his research, you'll find out he was not bowed down to the national conventions or the National Council of Churches, any of that nonsense. The Illuminati have no choice but to assassinate or kill in deceptive ways so as to not give credibility to those that are going against them. Those who have converted, if they outright kill them, that gives them credibility. That's why they make the murders look like suicides, natural death, or accidents. Not because they're afraid of the law. They own the law. It's because they don't want to give credibility to those going against them. They're once part of them. You see, that's why they hide the deaths. So that's why the deaths must be made to look like suicides, accidents, or natural causes. So it doesn't give them credibility. And they have to get rid of them. They don't, and they allow to continue to preach against them, then you got credible, outspoken speakers against the Illuminati that may turn people around, like it did in the Colosseums back in the days. So if they let them live, those that really are of God would cause more conversion to God, like in the Roman Colosseums. That's what happened. So Illuminati actually is at the mercy of God, and they don't realize it. Temptations, rewards, etc. will sift those who accept God and who reject God. Those who will reject him will go with the temptations and rewards. The successes of the past generations were to placate the hybrids, the fallen angels and Illuminati. God's just placating them. Their power is to appear great in order to pull out those who are against God. And those who are lukewarm. The first seal that hadn't happened yet, of peace and prosperity, is the final act of placating them. You see that? And those who are lukewarm. So Satan will be allowed to take those souls. And the souls under the altar are simply, in the fifth seal, are simply to take his elect out of this world, preparing for the judgment. And those not beheaded or killed by their testimony will be raptured out before the first trumpet, somewhere there. Nobody knows the day or the hour. The whole church will be removed before the first trumpet begins, the judgment on this world. Remember when Jesus died and God took his spirit, was a tearing of the veil and a great earthquake then. The same will happen mid-tribulation, the great earthquake. Then God's judgment, the first trumpet, will sound. 144,000 in Israel, in Jerusalem, will evangelize the Jews, the 12 tribes. The two witnesses will come out and bring judgment upon the time is over. And those of the elite and fallen angels, they do not have a dimensional capacity to understand the mind of God. God defined as God dead. If you can define God, then your God's way too small. You could never have created all that you see or understand all that there is. God defined as God dead. We can't define God no more than you could pour the ocean to a pint cup. So why you can't even debate God? It's impossible. So if Lucifer, Satan, or the fallen angels had wisdom and discernment, we would have been New World Order a long time ago. He would have known about his ultimate defeat and efforts that would fail and he'd never tried them in the first place. Yet he keeps failing because presently the righteous keep praying. So the Illuminati, Jesuits, Freemasons, it would do you good to wise up and ask the question, why haven't you had the New World Order yet? Because you're not in control. That's why. God is. 100%. The children are being targeted. The second step, and I'll go into it tomorrow again. The second step is, what was the first step? Demolish the foundations of biblical morality. The second step would dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Now, I'm going to cover this more detail tomorrow, step two. But I want to cover right now as a teaser. You know what they call a teaser? I never could spell that name the same way twice. Teaser don't have no Z, does it? I'm joking. Never mind. Anyway, I have mentioned the international rights of the child. I'm going to tell you something about it right now, and I'm going to talk about it again tomorrow. A threat to the American family looms in the walls of the United Nations on November the 20th, 1989. UN General Assembly approved the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. The 20th nation ratified it on September the 2nd, 1990, so the treaty is in force. However, the United States did not sign the convention, and there was pressure in 1990s from old Hillary Clinton back then, and others to ratify the international nightmare that's come up. So they feel, back in 1990s, there's not enough justification to convince Congress to sign it. So they have to come up with justification. Here's the problem with it, and I will talk about this again tomorrow. For example, I found several articles here, like article, and I'll mention them all tomorrow. But Article 13, remember what I talked about today? Well, Article 13 establishes a child's right to access the media. Parents are subject to persecution for exerting influence over the children's reading material, television shows, magazines, art exhibits, oral conversations, or any other media of the child's choice. The parent could be arrested. And Article 3, what it'll do is empower social service workers, CPS, to regulate families based on their own subjective interpretation of what's best interest for the child. Article 15 establishes a child freedom of association. Parents cannot restrict the child's access to anyone with whom he wishes to associate. And Article 16, and I'll stop there. I'll finish the rest of them tomorrow. Article 16 of the International Rights of the Child establishes a child's right to privacy. So it would likely give a teenage girl the right to have an abortion without parental consent or notification, even if there are state laws to the contrary. And you know that treaties are more powerful at law than the U.S. Constitution or any state law. Family in Oregon, they're trying to get past the Child Euthanasia Act so that children under the age of 18 can commit euthanasia by their own decision. Parents can't say nothing about it because of Article 16. And the parent will be arrested if they try to intervene if the child wants to kill themselves. Belgium passed it. They're working on Oregon. Y'all better wake up and get off the golf course and get to work. And cause them some trouble up there by hammering your congressman to find out the status of that bill. You understand what I'm saying here? How this works? But y'all, you might miss Tiger Woods hole in one or something, I don't know. Or whatever, that's the only golfer I know. I don't know anything about golf. You got birdies and robins and sparrows. And so I don't know what the heck they are. I don't watch that nonsense. Because it takes your mind off the game. The real game that we're dealing with today. Family, tomorrow, I'm going to continue. I'm going to start with step two in detail about how they're going to dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Today we talked about some of the articles I got through this week and weekend. And look at it for yourself. Demolish your foundations of biblical morality. How are they doing that? By law, by instances, by situations. Dismantle the family, take it apart, and patriotism, individual liberty. How are they doing that? I'll talk about it in detail tomorrow. And then we'll probably, may not get into step three until about Tuesday, Wednesday. Step three was discard the Constitution, Republic, which is established. We'll touch on that Wednesday probably. We'll see. Well, family, we're at the end of the program today. And I covered a whole lot of ground. Family, we got to get serious about what's going on. Jesus Christ is real. He's the only way to salvation. It's going to get tough down here. Yeah, you ain't seen anything yet. And the general public don't have a clue. Not a clue one. They'll tell you things are corrupt, but you try to tell them why. They'll say, oh, you're conspiracy theorists. I don't believe none of that stuff. But we do have a corrupt government. What? Gosh, that's frustrating. You want to show them the evidence, they won't see it. Golly, Pete, man. But I tell you, when that dollar crashes or they have a fake pre-trib rapture, something significant is going to happen in the near future. And you'll know it. It won't be on some isolated TV show or something. You'll know it. Look to Jesus and Jesus alone. Not the Yeshua, not Sanan Emmanuel, not fallen angels, not aliens or ascended masters. They're all liars and frauds and fakes. But Jesus is real. Y'all have a good night. And know through Jesus Christ you won. But the time's coming. Work's getting ready to begin. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program, the Watchman for Jesus program. I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com, and Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. And you're free to come by, comment, or read, or whatever you want to do. And family, it's all about spreading the true word and knowing their agenda, to know what to look for. Because there's no way possible they can win. But we got to go through this. Through Jesus, you win. By taking him as your Savior and repentance. That's a win. Y'all have a good night. And God bless. Tonight, 9 to 11, on my website, I'll have another show, another program, 9 to 11. Probably Revelation Radio Network, but it'd be on Blog Talk Radio. But you can pick mine up on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. I'll tape it also. Now, Tuesday night, 7:30, tentatively, I may have a special program. I'll know better tomorrow morning. And I'll send it out to my distribution and on my Facebook if there's going to be any change. Bible study, 7:30 to 9. But I may have live a special program of gospel, but for a special person. It's a program dedicated to a special person. I'm hoping to have gospel live. I've contracted it, and we'll see what happens. Otherwise, it'll be Bible study. But I'll be passing out tomorrow the truth, the actual event. So y'all have a good night. God bless. This is the Watchman. Signing off. From him, like sunlight from the sky, guilt and my confusion disappear in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.